Hi, boys and girls. Joe Zelenka, number 82, your long snapper for the Atlanta Falcons with this week's Read with a Falcon. We have an exciting story today about a frog called Gilbert de la Frog Pond, a swamp story by Jennifer Ray and illustrated by Rose Cowles. Let's get started. Gilbert was a hopper with an appetite for bugs, for caterpillars, dragonflies, and juicy little slugs. He ate so many wing things for oh so many moons that he blew up when he grew up to the size of a balloon. Since Gilbert was enormous, but his feet were so small, the hefty little hopper couldn't swim a stroke at all. So while his friends went swimming in their frankly frog-like ways, he flopped upon the deserted docks and slept away the days. One day the calm was broken when a pair of gourmet cooks came hunting round the frog pond for some frogs to bait their hooks. And they heaped a pile of slugs and flies upon a big old dish to tempt the little hoppers, who would surely tempt the fish. The hoppers heard the ruckus, and they scurried out of sight. They hid beneath the water where they shook with frog-like fright. And all across the frog pond, from the rowboat to the shore, not a sound or splash was heard, except a single soggy snore. We know who that is, don't we? The cooks looked round in wonder. They rubbed their eyes in shock. One said to the other, "Do you see what's on the dock? A frog so slow and sleepy, so big and meaty too. Why bother catching small frogs when we can cut this one in two?" That got the cooks to thinking, and the first one scratched his head. "What need have we for fish at all? Let's eat this frog instead. We'll have his arms for supper and his chubby legs for lunch. The rest of him we'll squeeze into a sausage for our brunch." Poor Gilbert heard them scheming. Poor Gilbert saw his fate. He closed his eyes and visualized his legs upon a plate. And so to save his slimy skin, he cleared his croaky throat and spinned on his frog legs. Gilbert faced the leaky boat.
"My friends, you must be gourmet chefs, and so am I, you see. I'm Gilbert de la Frog Pond. That's La Frog Pond with an E. And I'll share with you a secret, as I see you've got some slugs. Frogs are trespassers these days. The latest thing is bugs. Oh, yes, there's hornet jalapeno, and caterpillars too, and horseflies primavera, though the wings are hard to chew. Centipede salad, divine for something fresh and light, but watch out for mosquito quiche. I itched and scratched all night. I'm sure you've heard of chocolate ants and firefly fondue, of earthworm enchiladas, and bedbug barbecue. So why would you eat frog legs or tough, tasteless toads when all of the hot cuisine above with insects a la mode?"
The chef looked at the frogs and asked, "What is this new cuisine? The flavors sound exotic, though the portions seem quite lean. But if eating bugs is all the rage, I guess we probably should." They gobbled up some slugs and cried, "They're really rather good." The chefs threw down their fish poles and scrambled up to shore. "We need those recipes," they cried. "You've got to tell us more." So they talked and ate for hours. They finished all the slugs. Then they all fell fast asleep and dreamt of delicious dreams of bugs. What a great story. There's probably a lot of truth in this for you guys, because we all like to eat bugs, don't we? No, we don't. That's silly. But Gilbert was silly. He took a difficult situation and made it better for himself. How cool is that? Gilbert de la Frog Pond. Hope you enjoyed it like I did. And if you get a chance, make sure you try some. No, don't eat bugs, kids. Don't eat bugs. This is Joe Zelenka with Read for a Falcon. Thanks for tuning in.